The U.S. Chemical Safety Board approved recommendations Wednesday night that were the result of an investigation into a 2014 Charleston chemical leak. The leak spurred a tap water ban for more than 300,000 West Virginians. Before the vote, the board heard directly from members of the public who were affected by the leak.
To this date, I still have not had any of the local water they drink. I buy my water.
Luther Basham is a resident of Kanawha County. He lives about 2 miles from where Freedom Industries once stood.
And I will continue to do this because I still feel that that water is unsafe.
Basham shared his thoughts with members of the U.S. Chemical Safety Board during the public comment portion of their Wednesday night meeting in Charleston. That meeting was focused on the board's final report and recommendations that were the result of a more than 2-year investigation. The investigation centered on a January 2014 chemical leak from a Freedom Industries storage tank along the Elk River. 2 holes created by corrosion from the inside of a 46,000-gallon tank leaked an estimated 10,000 gallons of the coal cleaning chemical MCHM into the public drinking water supply. Residents like Basham were notified that they could not cook, clean, drink, or bathe with their tap water, and for some, that ban lasted for more than a week. But the CSB says that notification process was not handled properly. Vanessa Sutherland is the board's chair.
The State Department of Environmental Protection identified MCHM's release at 11:05, but the water company did not notify the public of the Do Not Use order until almost 7 hours after it became aware of the release.
But the issue with notification is certainly not where the CSB's findings end.
The MCHM tanks at Freedom Industries were not internally inspected for at least 10 years before the January 2014 incident.
Johnny Banks is an investigator with the CSB. Banks says the entire incident could have been prevented if the tanks had been inspected and the corrosion found. Chairwoman Sutherland added, had the proper response plans been in place, the impact to the public could have also been mitigated. The final report does include recommendations from the CSB investigators. They direct the parent company of West Virginia American Water to inventory potentially hazardous chemicals near their treatment plants across the country and create plans to deal with possible contamination of water supplies for those chemicals. The CSB also recommends that the manufacturer of MCHM, Eastman Chemical, create a more complete filing of its health effects. But the board has no authority to force these companies to comply with their recommendations. The investigation into the 2014 chemical leak also includes lessons learned, which directly address what the state can do to prevent accidents. That's where the CSB recommends West Virginia create an above-ground storage tank inspection program and require utilities to create response plans for similar incidents. But those things have already been done.
We were very encouraged to see the very swift action that West Virginia did take while a lot of the investigations were occurring.
Sutherland shared her praise at a press conference earlier Wednesday. West Virginia lawmakers almost immediately passed a comprehensive above-ground storage tank law requiring inspections following the 2014 spill. It also forced utilities to create source water protection plans, identifying potential contaminants and figuring out how they would respond to a leak. Although that bill has since been revisited and slightly rolled back, Sutherland still calls it a step forward. But those recommendations, those lessons learned, they weren't enough for some residents of the Kanawha Valley who attended the CSB meeting. Residents like Phil Price.
Questions are only partially answered after 2.5 years.
Price points out that the investigation does not conclude for certain how much of the chemical leaked into the water supply, but relies on Freedom Industries estimates. The investigation also does not conclude when the leak actually began, something Banks addressed during that Wednesday morning press conference.
So I just want to be clear that you all do not know that this leak started on January 9th. You do not know if it started prior to that date.
No, we can't say with absolute surety that the leak started on January 9th.
That admission wasn't acceptable for Gary Zuckett, head of the West Virginia Citizens Action Group.
How long was it leaking? How long were we drinking it in our drinking water, not knowing it?
Investigators couldn't answer that question, although Board Chairwoman Sutherland says the adoption of the report does not mean they can't search for more answers. The members of the Chemical Safety Board unanimously approved the adoption of the report and the recommendations Wednesday night. As mentioned earlier, though, the board does not have the authority to make anyone comply with those recommendations. It would take congressional, legislative, or regulatory action to make change. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.